You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In 1895, the first Jewish congregation in Idaho was organized in Boise by Moses Alexander, who would go on to become the first Jewish governor of Idaho. Today, there are two Jewish synagogues in our state, one in Pocatello, the other in Boise, Ahavoth Beth Israel for Reform Jews. It was established in the last decade of the 19th century, and it has been led by Rabbi Dan Fink for almost 25 years. Rabbi Fink is joining me live in studio to talk more about Idaho's Jewish community. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
So, you know, when we think about the Jewish community here in Idaho, is it different than when we, you know, think about the East Coast, where, like, you take New York City, there are it is a large Jewish population and community. Are there differences when we think about that?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Much of Jewish life is the same as it would be in a larger place, just on a smaller scale. On the other hand, here in Idaho, there are lots of people who have never met or never had a significant interaction with a Jewish person, which is different. If you're in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, likelihood is you know somebody mm-hmm. who is Jewish. So here there's more learning.
And because even in New York City, I mean, I've been there when there, you know, things close down on certain Jewish high holidays. You don't see that on the West Coast.
No, there aren't enough Jews in most school systems to close for Rosh Hashanah.
So even though Idaho's Jewish community is small, what, about 2,200 Jewish people in Idaho, there is a long history, though, here in our state.
Indeed. Jews have been here since, we think, around the 1860s or so, followed miners. Some came as miners. Some came and opened up shops to sell clothing and dry goods to those miners who came into the state. And there's been a Jewish community here for, you know, nearly 150 years.
And as I said in the introduction, Moses Alexander was one of our governors, first Jewish governor. And how does that legacy still play a role within the community today?
Well, Moses Alexander was not only the first Jewish governor of Idaho, he was the first Jew to be elected governor in any state in the United States. And at the time of his election, it was a story of really international significance mm-hmm. for Jews. The prominence of a Jew being elected to the highest office in the state was really something new, and it's something in which we take pride that we here in Idaho were the first. It's a legacy of tolerance, and really more than tolerance, of complete welcoming.
And you can even see the Alexander House on State Street in downtown Boise. I mean, there is a plaque. A lot of people may not know that is Moses Alexander's home.
Indeed. And often if you drive by, especially this time of year, you can see a menorah, a Hanukkah menorah mm-hmm. in the window that gives you a little hint of that.
So speaking of Hanukkah, you're in the third night. Tell us about what this festival commemorates. And I ask that because a lot of people, we hear the word Hanukkah. We know it's 12 days. But that's kind of as far as, you know, people who are not Jewish sometimes, their understanding goes.
Right. So it's actually just 8 days.
8 days. See, I'm wrong.
12 days of Christmas.
The 12 days of Christmas, 8 days of Hanukkah. See, my apologies.
And it's a celebration of many different things, and its meaning has changed a little over time. In its origins, it celebrates the victory of a small group of Jewish freedom fighters known as the Maccabees over a Hellenistic empire. And they restored their temple in Jerusalem, and it was a victory for their ability to celebrate and observe their tradition in the face of enormous pressure against their, you know, enormous religious oppression. Mm-hmm. A few hundred years thereafter came this story about a miracle of oil that burned for 8 days miraculously, which gives us the pleasure of eating oily foods, potato pancakes cooked in oil, jelly donuts. But at heart, it's really a celebration of religious freedom, and it's a celebration of light in a time of darkness.
And then the menorah then is part of the idea with the miracle of the light. Correct?
That's right. So each night we add a candle. The first night we light one candle until by the time we get to the eighth night, we have eight candles plus one additional candle that's used to light the others, shining brightly. And Hanukkah always falls around the new moon closest to the winter solstice. So it is literally at the darkest time of the year.
So that's also why it changes every year, correct?
Correct, because the Jewish calendar is both lunar and solar. It's a complicated deal, but holidays always fall within a certain range. Hanukkah will never be in July.
Right.
But it moves around over the course of late November, December by the secular calendar.
So one thing that if people were living here in 2003, and I remember this vividly, is the synagogue being moved.
Yes.
This building was built in 1895 and then moved a few blocks, correct?
Moved a few miles.
A few miles,
really.
Right?
From 11th and State Street in the heart of downtown up to...
Up the hill.
Bannock Street on up to Latos Street on the bench right next to Morris Hill Cemetery. Up the hill.
So why did that move take place?
Because at the time, we had really outgrown our facility. We had two facilities. Mm-hmm. That congregation was a merger of two, one on 11th and State, and the other a more traditional synagogue that had been founded on Bannock Street, 27th and Bannock. The two congregations merged and outgrew both of those facilities, and it was difficult moving back and forth between the two of them. So we wanted to get everything on one campus, and we bought a piece of land and moved our old, historic, beautiful building, which was dear to the hearts of everyone in our community, and put up a new classroom and office and social space around it.
And one of the things that for the last 30-plus years your synagogue has been known for is deli days.
Indeed.
It went away in June. And you at the time, a lot of this has to do with the fact that it wasn't doing well. It was almost doing too well.
Yes. Parking, logistics became difficult. And also, it takes a tremendous amount of volunteer time and preparation. Like many, many big projects, you don't see what goes into it when you show up for a sandwich. It's enormous volunteer energy and expenditure.
And how was that affected in just how much our community has grown?
It just became it became more and more work, essentially.
Yeah.
To lines got long, trying to handle how many people were coming through in a relatively short period of time. It just became more difficult logistically.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed that deli days will come back, but no definite plans for that.
It really depends on if the right person with the right vision and the right allotment of time as a volunteer is willing to take the reins.
Well, I really appreciate your time and coming in and speaking about the Jewish community and the heritage here in Idaho.
Thanks for having me here.
My guest today, Rabbi Daniel Fink, is with Congregation Ahavat Beth Israel in Boise. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.